Welcome, everybody. This is the PlayStation 5 Central Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Allen Gaming. I'm joined by...
Rumors!
Rumors and...
News and review!
This is the most ridiculous opening. Jordan and Vic, how are you both going on this fine Tuesday evening?
I'm tomato exhausted. I'm so tired.
You'll never guess what I am. I am doing well.
Wow. Now, the Game Awards. What did you guys
think? How are you,
Dan? I'm good. What did you think of the Game Awards, guys? I thought it was probably the best Game Awards he's ever put on.
I loved it.
It was fantastic. Yeah.
I thought it was the best. And I don't even think that's like a slight saying that like all the other ones have been bad. This was great. It was really entertaining. It was really well paced. Great reveals, great announcements. Loved it. I had a different viewing experience than most because I didn't watch it live. So
yeah, do you skip it or do you watch it there and watch the whole thing back to front?
I skip bits and pieces because I'd already gotten spoiled for some of it. I didn't like watch many of the award reveals. Because if I'm being honest, that's not really what I'm there for. I'm more there for the announcements. There is that caveat, but I still really enjoyed it.
So, of course, the pacing's going to be good for you, man.
But the only things I really skipped was like, oh, the awards are getting done now. I already know who won this award. Skip.
Did you skip the 10-hour speech from...
I was gonna say, do you know what was not well paced? Christopher Judge's speech.
He killed the pacing, but then it picked back up. I guess there's not much you can
do.
Great
speech though. Great acceptance speech.
Yeah. I guess so. I guess he deserved it. I guess he deserved it. Yeah.
Great suit.
MC Keeley did a really good job with this one. Like you said, it wasn't complete 180 from last year, right? So it was way more condensed, not like this oversaturation of sponsors. There were really meaty, good reveals. Like every reveal was pretty damn good, in my opinion. And the awards were really good too. So, yeah, I thought it was really good. I think there's still that ick of what Jordan was saying last week, where they just read off some of the awards. And I'm like, I get it for some, like esports and stuff, but they were doing like best art direction. And I think Jordan specifically said last week they wouldn't do art direction. And they specifically did art direction and as just one they read off. Mm. But aside from that, look, it was good. It was really good. I was thoroughly, thoroughly impressed. And this is what I want, this is what I want the Game Awards to be like, in the future.
Yeah, I think they pace it well with announcements and with the awards, and then they have, I think, probably the funniest part for me, like Jeff's not a comedian, obviously. He's not like a Ricky Gervais who'll come out and get the crowd, you know what I mean?
But he really is like a robot when he does it. Like he's more of like a, like he's really just, I'm not there to watch Jeff. He's just like the engine that gets us from point A to point B.
But that's probably the good host.
Mm. You've got to give him credit. He get the amount of passion he put in when he was announcing that Armored Core game. I thought he was about to explode the amount of fucking passion he had.
So he really champions like a lot of games. Like he's good for the industry, isn't he? I think.
And like, look at the production value of the show in general. Like, I don't know whether like most of you gamers deserve shows like this, because some of you are pretty horrible. And like the production value of this show is unreal. Like from the set, from all the video packages, from all that, like it's really good. Like and this is him. He's brought this to us. It's not like it's some massive company. Like it's him. It's his passion for this. It's his passion for wanting to make this bigger than the Oscars. And some would say that, he's getting
close
to it.
Well, it is bigger than the Oscars. From a viewership, it is. Because the Oscars only does 25 million.
Yeah.
Do we know the numbers for this year's Game Awards?
He said it broke the record. So it breaks the record every year.
So it's over 85 million then if it broke the record. Yeah. So that's already
four
times.
They had they had peak concurrence on Twitch and YouTube more than they'd ever had before. When I was watching it on YouTube, it had like nearly 1 million watching, which is pretty insane when you think about it. But yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. So let's get to some of these announcements that happened. So first off, we're not going to go through them all, but we'll go through some of the big hitters. So Hades 2, Jordan piped up for this one, because these guys have never done a sequel. So people thought they might do another game, but because of the success of Hades, Hades 2 is happening.
Mm. So this was one I was actually spoiled about before watching the show. So it's a little bit disappointing, but it didn't make me any less hyped watching that trailer live. The trailer looks interesting. I love all the different gods that they're including in this new iteration. And I love that it looks like we're going to get a whole bunch of new like powers and blessings and boons and that sort of thing. I wonder who, like, is this person that you're playing as, this new female character? Is this Zagreus's sister? Is this a daughter? What's the relation? Why is it still, I wonder why it's still called Hades, because the first one was called Hades because you were literally battling through Hades, like the underworld, to get out of it. So I wonder why, is this one just called Hades because it's just a sequel and that's why I'll be battling through Hades again? What are the ties to the first one? Lots of interesting questions. Lots of interesting imagery. I love that they're going with a similar art style. Has made me want to play Hades 1 again. I don't love that it's doing early access. Like, that bores me a little bit because, like, well, I want to play this early access. I just want to play the game. Like, just let me know when the game's out and I'll play it. I don't want to do this early access nonsense.
I think it has been revealed, Jordan, who... what's her name? Milanoi?
I don't know. No idea.
Well, yeah, I think it's been revealed what the protagonist's relationship is. So if you want me to say it, or if you want to...
No. I'm sure it was said.
Okay, yeah. So she's the sister of Zagreus, I think.
But she's the sister
and
of Zagreus.
And Hades' daughter.
Oh, and I remember now, and we're taking on Kronos, I believe, is what the deal is.
Yeah, so here in the trailer it appears, it's Kronos,
Yeah.
So that'd be interesting. And I think, I'm assuming it's next gen only, or current gen only, I should say. And like you said, early access. But I think Hades 1 was wildly successful, So it kind of makes sense for them to do a follow-up.
Because they're excited. Especially that they're an indie studio, or they were anyway. I thought, well, this is a bold thing, showing this trailer. I think it was the first big reveal of the night. And I thought, is this going to hit through mainstream? And then I looked at some of the stats, and this actually was the second most viewed trailer of any of the trailers of the whole reveal. So there's definitely...
What was first?
First was Star Wars Jedi Survivor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
If you look at their track record, Bastion, Transistor, Pyre, Hades, it's a really, really good track record.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's one to keep an eye on for sure. Still got to play the first one. Then Ken Levine showed off his new project. You might know him
from
Bioshock, one of the greatest games of all time. Yeah, Judas, his new game. No release date, so it's probably coming in a few years, I would say.
Yeah.
But it looked like a Bioshock game.
It did. It didn't. It looked like another Bioshock game, which is what everyone's been clamoring for. Whatever this Ken Levine did, everyone was going to want it to be another Bioshock type. So,
I think it's going to end up... Do you remember the fight that the Outer Worlds had with Fallout? Remember that sort of... How people sort of respected the Outer Worlds a little bit, because they were the guys that sort of
did New Vegas. Yeah,
yeah. I think this might, because this is going to go head to head with Bioshock. I feel like that might be a similar.
Do we know narrative. That there's another Bioshock coming?
Yes.
Cloud Chamber are making that one. That's for 2K is publishing it, so that's Cloud Chamber. Okay. I don't know. Who Clyde Chamber? What I'm seeing here is the former executive producer for Firaxis is leading the studio. So they haven't done anything. aside from, this will be their first game, so it's a pretty big one.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Dan said, it's pretty much going to be like Callisto Dead Space, isn't it?
Exactly.
Like, it's the same thing. The creator of Callisto Dead Space is making Callisto. The creator of Bioshock is making a new game, and maybe we hope it fares better than Callisto. Not saying Callisto is a bad game. I'm just saying reception-wise, we hope it fares better. But yeah, it's a big head-to-head, Dan. And I guess this game is coming before that Bioshock. We don't even know when that one's coming out.
No dates for either of them.
Yeah, no dates for either. Yeah, you're right. So, but Ken Levine, like, if you think of like the Four Horsemen or like the Mount Rushmore video game creators, like you've got Kojima, you've got Ken Levine, like there's two there. Others.
Yeah, definitely.
I think you could put him definitely up there, but I don't know who else you would put up there. That's a conversation for another day. But
yeah, what was next? Why don't we head to Death Stranding 2?
Yes.
Death Stranding 2, now it's a working title. Who knows? I find it funny that, it might be Death Stranding blah, 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 or something like that. But
it might not even just be Death Stranding.
I can see it getting a subtitle.
A subtitle, yeah. I would say
maybe keeping the number, but getting a subtitle as well.
Isn't it fun when he comes out and the round of applause and
the music?
You can't help but be hyped.
Yeah, I love the animation of the floor was the same as when he had that reveal the other time. It's so good. I love when he comes out. It's just the hype. It's so good. But it's interesting that he said like he's rewritten the whole game because of the pandemic. And then and he's like also
hopefully he doesn't predict the future.
And he also said he's working on another project he's experimenting with, whether that's with the rumored partnership with Xbox or not, who knows? Or Microsoft,
I should say. That'd be overdose.
Yeah, it'd be overdose, wouldn't it? But
this must be further on than overdose if he's showing this one first.
Remember how quickly though Death Stranding was made? Like it's got a very large open world. It's like there's not a whole lot going on with the gameplay, but it is quite a large world with quite a lot of systems going on. And it was like 3 years that it was made. Remember when?
You know why, Jordan? Because they were piggybacking off Horizon's engine.
Yeah, well, they'll still be doing that. So this should be quick.
Oh yeah, I'd do the same. I think Decima Engine's amazing.
Yeah, but I don't reckon it'll be. I don't think it'll come out next year. I think it'll be
2024,
and I reckon like summer 2024.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jordan.
Dan, as you and me being the only two people in this place who have actually finished it, you finished it, didn't you?
Well, dude, I want to know that Troy Baker character because, there's a lot of trying to work around spoilers for Vike's sake. But that's
interesting. And like, what's going on with like the guitar or like whatever?
Sick.
That looks great.
Like, I don't think this will be a cutscene that's taken from the game. I reckon this would be, does Kojima do that often, Vike, where he'll just like give you a trailer, but it's not even like necessarily from the game, but it's got elements from the game that are in it?
I'm just trying to think of Metal Gear Solid 5. Yeah. He Red Band trailer from Metal Gear 5. There were some clips where I don't actually remember them being in the game.
A better example might be to look back at Death Stranding coverage beforehand, because obviously wasn't Metal Gear like released unfinished? Wasn't it like a lot of stuff was allegedly cut?
Yeah, but the footage that they showed wouldn't have been in the end of the game. Like there was clearly somewhere to the start, if that makes sense. And
okay.
He does. Yeah, I'm assuming he does.
Yeah. But I didn't really get too much from this. He said that it was laced with Easter eggs and stuff that we can pick up on. And I haven't done any further research on that since. But yeah, like it looks good. Norman Reedus, his character, Sam Porter Bridges, sporting like, it's not quite white, but it looks like it's like light blonde, ray colored hair and beard. So I'm like, what's going on with that?
I just want to know, Vike, how would you describe Liquid Ocelot?
You could say the same here, but yeah, Liquid Ocelot's, that was a weird one. You just say more Ocelot, but probably the same design. Yeah, similar design. It's just the hair. It's literally just the hair. That's it. But his Ocelot's more blonde. Yeah, Ocelot's more blonde. Yeah, oh, that's why I said Raiden. Because Raiden was the one with the white flowy hair in MGS. So, yeah. I mean, he had blonde hair and then transitioned.
The thing is, like, I know I predicted this, but at the end of the day, was it Norman Reedus who spilt the beans on this earlier this year in an interview? So
yeah.
I mean, we knew it was coming anyway. But it's exciting, that's for sure.
Mm. It seems like this is a franchise that Kojima, like, it's his own studio, it's his little baby, he can do whatever he wants with it. Like, don't get me wrong, Metal Gear is 100% Kojima, but I don't know, Konami owned it, you know, ever since Metal Gear Solid 2, every game he had to make, every successive Metal Gear Solid game is like, this is my last one, I don't want to do it anymore, I want to go on to something else, but they just kept making him do it again and again and again. So it looks like he's happy to just make something of his own and have that complete creative freedom.
So, Jordan will know, you know how Low Roar's, a lot of songs of Low Roar are in the first game? Well, it's interesting now because the lead singer of Low Roar died, unfortunately.
No.
Last month, yeah. So I wonder if he'll still pay tribute and have a few songs in this one. I say he will.
They used quite a few Church's songs as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
At least there was at least two.
Yeah. But Low Roar was the main one. They had
the majority.
Yeah, they had a lot from them. But
Death Stranding's so weird, but so special.
Ludens by Bring Me the Horizon is a top song. Top song. One of my most listened to songs of last year, according to my Spotify Wrapped. Yeah, probably should.
Maybe you should play the game.
I'll just listen to the soundtrack, mate.
When do you plan on playing it? Are you playing it this holiday?
Yeah, planning to this holiday. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to get God of War done. I'm trying to get God of War done before the holidays so that, yeah, I can put a lot of time into that. And then I can do the COD campaign a lot later. There's no rush for me to do that.
Yeah. Well, you can do that in a day. You can't do Death Stranding in a day, let me tell you that.
How many hours is Death Stranding? About 60 hours, isn't it?
Depends how you play it. Depends how you play it. You could probably rush through it if you really wanted to, but I don't recommend that.
I'm not a rusher, Dan.
Next up is they showed a bit of Tekken 8 gameplay. You know, it's not really gameplay. It's another angle, but there's not really much to go off for us newbies. It'll just returning characters. Just... You know, you can't say much. We need to actually see some gameplay, which they showed in a Twitch stream. But again, they showed such little.
I am just in love with Unreal Engine 5. Like, how good does that look, man? Honestly, how good does Unreal 5 look? Seriously, it looks so damn good. And the gameplay and the cutscene, you can't even tell what's what. Like, it's so fluid in its transitions. Like,
the fact that Unreal 4 did Callisto, and that's one of the best looking games on the PS5 currently.
Mm.
And that's on Unreal 4.
Yeah.
So you can imagine 5.
I watched the Tekken Bloodlines Netflix series months ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So
how was it?
It was all right. It's not that good, but it got good towards the end, I'll say. But yeah, nothing to write home about. You do see your mate, Paul Phoenix. It's so funny because in the show, he's like, everyone says that he's the best fighter in ever. No one can get to Paul's level. He's so good. He's like the ultimate champion. But then obviously, Jin's there and Heihachi. It's all right. It's just, I don't know. The animation I hated. I hate that 3D animation. And the voice acting was pretty subpar. But yeah, anyway. it was an all right story. There was King, Armor King. There was Nina. I think there was a few others.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no Steve Fox. There was Hoirang.
Yeah.
I think there was Marshall Law. I don't remember.
He's another favorite. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so we saw Tekken 8, no release date. Now, I heard that the championships are going all the way for Tekken 7 championships are going all the way till next year. So, which makes me think this game isn't going to come out next year if they've got the championships for 7.
Doesn't it normally come out in arcades first?
It does, but I think now with COVID that they'll shift that to a beta or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just remember, though, Tekken 7 came out in arcades like 10 years ago. It's been that long. So
yeah.
it's insane how long the development is. We saw the Mario Bros. Clip. Did you have anything to say about that, guys? That movie? I think the movie looks good.
I'm excited for the movie.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. It actually, it doesn't look like it's a cash grab, right? It actually looks like they're genuinely respecting the source material. They are genuinely putting Mario in that world. It's not like the Mario movie where it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, it just looks really good. And I love, you know, Keegan-Michael Key and Jack Black and like these. Yeah, I'm actually really excited for it. I hope the writing is really good. And it seems like it's good. It seems like a, you know, like the last video game related movie I thought was really good. And it's not even based on a video game, but it's video game related, would be like a Wreck-It Ralph. And I thought that was such a good movie.
I think this will be the first video game movie to hit a billion. That's my prediction.
Wow. Yeah,
even if it's good, like Mario's bigger than Sonic. And like, even if this movie's not that good, people will still go see it because it's Mario.
And Chris Pratt.
Can't forget that.
Okay, now tell me about this one, guys. Crash Team Rumble.
There's a weird one.
You know, I wanted a Crash Bash sort of game, but they've given us here, it's like 4v4.
It's like a MOBA, right?
I can't even describe it.
It's a 4v4 team-based competition.
Yeah, let's do a little bit of research here. I'm going to do some research.
It's coming to pretty much all everything, PS4, PS5, Xbox, everything.
So if you want to read the description, Crash Team Rumble is a 4v4 team-based competition where the iconic heroes and villains of the Crash universe battle to capture more Wumpa Fruit than the other to claim victory. Each hero has unique skills and abilities to strategically work together to battle the opposing team, defend their own Wumpa Bank, and capture key points around the map to help their team. So, yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? It's like, it gives me like a Splatoon, like, you know, a Splatoon where the aim of the game is like to paint more of the map sort of thing.
Mm.
Like they're saying here, like capture key points around the map. You're trying to sort of gain ground, but also capture as much fruit as possible. Where actually killing the enemy, like a deathmatch type, is actually secondary. Like obviously essential to winning, to stop the other team, but it's a secondary objective, right? That's where I'm trying to get that Splatoon connection from. But I think it's good, man. Like honestly, I'm so glad there's Toys for Bob. Like, because we thought Toys for Bob got absorbed into a COD development studio, right? When they announced that, and that was like heartbreaking because they made such a good Crash game with Crash 4. So it's good to see them back here with the little watermark on the bottom. I was so happy. And yeah, I don't know, man. Like when I think of Mario, right? Mm. And you've got, I'm not talking like Paper Mario and all those iterations. Like they're second to none with that sort of stuff. But when I say like Mario and then Mario Party, then Mario Kart, there's like those different genres, and then you've got
Born Nintendo.
Crash. That multi-genre IP. Yeah, and I'm like, this is a good idea. Like you got Crash Team Racing, and then you've got like this Crash Rumble, and then like, you know, maybe they do a Crash Bash later. It's like this is the party type, you know, Crash game. And I know that it's on Xbox, but I've always thought Crash should have been the PlayStation mascot. But I think it's such a healthy like thing for the Crash franchise. Like it's just the perfect game to
remember. It's not on Xbox officially yet.
Yeah, yeah. I still think that I know it can't be done, but man, PlayStation should have kept that IP, like seriously. But
yeah, I'm curious go ahead, Jordan.
It's like, should they have like, yeah, he's a good mascot, but does
what?
Is he going to have the same appeal that other, like, mascot characters aren't really a thing now, with the exception of Mario and Sonic. Other than
would you consider Master Chief the mascot of Microsoft?
Yeah, but like, really, what's Halo doing?
Oh, dude, how funny is it? Because I mean, I'm not on Twitter, but I saw that like Phil Spencer and Xbox were getting absolutely roasted this Game Awards because there was no announcements, no awards, no nominations. Yeah. Like, what are they doing?
What are they doing? Xbox, like, this isn't even me hating. This is just like me pointing out a fact. Like, people have been saying since like 2018, it feels like, oh, Microsoft are coming. They're coming. It's like, when are they going to get here?
Mm.
They've been saying this for so long.
They've never had a Game of the Year nomination for one of their exclusives.
No.
That's pretty sad.
They just, I just feel like they just can't manage well. It's like, Yeah, anyway, that's a whole different story.
They're almost like THQ Nordic, but with more money, and they just keep buying studios, but coming out of it.
Man, and then they have one studio, like The Initiative, and it's been like 20... I know they're making Perfect Dark, but they need... They're trying to get Crystal Dynamics help because they can't do it themselves. Like, that's a big problem. That's a red flag in my eyes. And they've just taken all this time, and I'm like, what are they doing, man? What are they doing with themselves?
And they do have bright spots, like... Forza clearly kicks butt every year it comes out.
Yeah, but like, that's it. That. Halo and doesn't kick butt anymore. That's the only bloody game they had, and it kind of doesn't even kick butt.
Yeah, and like,
so, I liked Infinite, guys. I liked Infinite.
And people liked Infinite. That's 100% they did. They loved the single player story part of it, but like, people were wanting the multiplayer to grab them. They wanted a battle royale. They didn't get either. Like, the multiplayer didn't get anyone. Nah, anyways, this is just turning on me bad mouthing. That's not
they haven't had a nomination for like 10 years or some, or maybe ever. I don't know the full stat, but they definitely didn't have much coverage. So, but I feel like they're saving it for their big event in June, saving everything. Yeah, they may be.
They'll show another whole bunch of trailers for games that won't come out.
Because you know how they did, like, everything's coming in 2023. Earlier this year.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they're going to do that again, but for 24. Who knows? Yeah. Starfield's going to be a big one, guys. When that comes out, is it going to be any good? It's a big question.
I'm sure it will be good.
How will it break through? Cyberpunk, there was they showed off. I couldn't believe this. Idris Elba's in.
Yes, sir.
I guarantee he came in for a day, did the motion capture, did interviews.
On did Black Sheep, man.
All one take gone within a day or two. Guarantee it. But still, it's cool. I mean,
I think it's cool.
I like him. I think he should be the next Bond.
Yep. I agree. Him or Henry Cavill.
Okay. So then we've
been decided, apparently. Apparently, as Aaron Taylor Johnson, I think he's going to be the next Bond.
Yeah. I mean,
what do you mean?
It's not like it's been leaked that apparently it's going to be confirmed sometime next year at the beginning.
He's a good actor, actually. Yeah. I would love to see that. So then Armored Core 6 was revealed from
Buyers of Rubicon. It's a cool name.
Yeah, that trailer was sick. And I got to say, I'm not really familiar with the series, and the gameplay that I've seen from those previous games doesn't really do much for me. But I mean, this was one of the best trailers I've ever seen for a game. I mean, it got me hyped. It is pretty cool.
Gives you a big, like, grand scale, epic sort of story going on. Yeah. I'm a bit with you. I don't really get the game. I'm like, what is it?
No.
What is it more than that?
But I've never got games without humans, really. Like, without the human emotion or characters, and maybe this game does have that. I might go back and play the last one. But are you familiar with this franchise, Vark?
Which one?
Armored Core.
No, not Armored Core, but it does. I mean, it looks good, didn't it?
Because it has a bit of Metal Gear flavor.
It with the mech. I mean, it's FromSoft, right?
Yeah, it's FromSoft, yeah.
That's so interesting. I mean, FromSoft seems to just have this amazing way of churning out games. Like, they make them so quickly, but they're so full of quality and content. I don't know how the hell they do it. Like, you know, if you think about what they did Dark Souls 3 in 2016 and then Dark Souls Remastered in 2018, then Sekiro a year later, and then 2 years later or 3 years later, they did Elden Ring. And then Armored Core, so it's, I mean, the fact that it's from software, I think, is really exciting, right? That's the exciting part. Yeah, so, yeah, and I mean, Elden Ring, not saying Elden Ring put them on the map for me because I've known them for a long time, but Elden Ring and probably Bloodborne as well got me really into FromSoft. So I really want to do Sekiro, and I really want to do, like, it makes me interested in Armored Core. So
yeah we got a message from one of our fans, followers, G Nathan. He said, it's not often in a person's life their wishes come true. You may or may not recall, guys, my first message to you guys, if you scroll up, was about Armored Core. This was years ago. He sent this to us. And now finally it's here. Fuck yes. I'm so excited. What a lad.
That's such a good payoff.
Great job on the predictions, guys. Yeah.
You love the passion.
Yeah, that's great.
You just love to see it.
Also, was Final Fantasy 16 with a release date of June 2022 as 2023 really stacks up in terms of how many games are coming out? Which games will be pushed back? I'm sure a few, but yeah, what did you think of Final Fantasy 16, guys?
I haven't been into I'm not that into Final Fantasy, so you know, I don't have much to say about it, but I'm sure Jordan and you do.
So you're not even entertaining the idea of getting into this series, even if
I want to get Final Fantasy. Sick,
man, come on!
Yeah, it was such a good trailer, but Final Fantasy always have good trailers. So, I mean, I want to play Final Fantasy VII. I've got it. I just have to play it. But yeah,
you're not going to get into this because of the 16. It intimidates you, doesn't it?
Well, I'll play 7.
15. You want to play the last? 15
I do, man. I do. How can I not? But yeah. I want to play 7. I've got it. I'm just going to play it.
The setting of this one intrigues me because of the high fantasy setting. I've only really played, not really, I have only played Final Fantasy VII Remake. And I didn't even finish it. I got very close to finishing it. I think I'm like maybe half an hour away, or half hour to an hour away of finishing it. And I don't know whether I care to go back and do it. This one, as I said, interests me because of the fantasy setting. The combat looks a lot better and looks more like my vibe. So I might give this one a go.
But, is it getting to the point now with it? Because remember, I sent you the image of all the games coming out next year, guys. I said pick 3. But I don't know if you looked at the image of how many games are coming. Is it becoming overwhelming? Is it becoming overwhelming, do you think?
A little bit, but we need to keep in mind that a lot of those are going to get pushed. Like, well, not yeah,
exactly.
We know that you can't trust a release date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. No, you're going to wait until a few weeks out and then accept 100%.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that was about it for the big. Was there any other announcements that tickled your fancy, guys?
Announcements.
Cool. The Hellboy one.
One was cool. Was yeah.
Good. Yeah, that looked. That was like interesting. I love how it matches the art style of the comic that it comes from. Like, it's very similar.
We did miss one, guys. Suicide Squad. They showed off Kevin Conroy coming back as Batman for the final time, which was great to see as well.
Dude, he was so like sick in that, like that cutscene. He was so OP.
I had chills.
Yeah. I love that tweet you sent me. It's like he's so powerful in this game, but yeah, oh man, I love the design. Like the Arkham suit, the Arkham Batman suit is one of my favorites. It's so good.
No, the tweet was like the Arkhamverse, Batman's so good in the Arkhamverse. Like he's the perfect Batman. Like there's no way this Justice League's killing this guy.
Yeah,
but that's the title of the game. You know what I mean?
No, but if he, you know, because it's Batman, # plot armor. Not plot armor, but because it's Batman, he'll never lose. He'll be the only one.
They're not going to even beat, like, take him down at all. I don't feel
I always think it's funny, right? Because clearly it looks like the first boss fight, the first Justice League guy you fight is the Flash, right? And he's not dead. He's just knocked out, which is interesting because it's like Suicide Squad killed Justice. It doesn't mean we're just knocking out everyone, not killing them. But I love it. I love that they always just get rid of, they have to get Flash out of the way because he's just too powerful. It's like, you have to just knock him out, get him out of the way first. Because you've got to realize, if you really think about it, how the hell can any of them take on the Flash? Like, he's so powerful. Like,
But that's the same with Superman. That's the same with them all, really.
Yeah. When you think about it.
You're right. It's going to be interesting how they handle it in this game. Yeah,
exciting.
So
Jordan, Hellboy.
Yeah, so Hellboy. I think it looks great. I was like, oh, it actually looks a lot like the art style. It's because Mike Mignola, who's the guy who does the comic, he's making it. Like, he's working with them to make this.
Nice.
So it's working with Upstream Arcade, Good Shepherd Entertainment, and Dark Horse Comics. So that's why. Nice. Quickly back to Suicide Squad. I just can't find myself caring about this game.
I understand.
I just can't. It's just not what I want. And I don't know if it's because like the premise is dumb, because it's like they're not actually going to kill the Justice, especially in the if this was something separate from the Arkhamverse, because this takes place in the Arkhamverse, correct?
Yeah.
So if this was outside the Arkhamverse, I'd be like, yeah, they could kill the Justice League. But the fact that like this is set in the Arkhamverse, which tells me Rocksteady want the Arkhamverse to be a thing that is happening and happens moving forward, why would they kill them?
But tell me, like,
they're not actually going to.
The idea of a game where the boss fights are the Justice League, that's pretty fucking cool.
That's really cool. But like, don't call it that they kill the Justice League. Just call it like Suicide Squad versus the Justice League.
Maybe they do kill him. Who knows? I mean, the thing is, they did lie to us about...
That'd be a bold thing to do, wouldn't it?
They lied to us about the Arkham Knight. So who knows?
I wouldn't know. What happened to the Arkham Knight?
They lied, man. They're like, it's not Jason Todd. It's not Jason.
It was Troy Baker.
New character.
Troy Baker all along.
But remember, the developers of Gotham Knights also lied to us about somebody else in that game.
What?
Yeah.
What?
They did. Oh, we won't spoil it.
Hold on. What did they lie? Okay. So.
There's a few more. Well, there's one more.
One more.
Sorry, there's Horizon, the Burning Shores DLC. I thought that was.
Yeah.
I'm somewhat excited. I thought.
Exclusive DLC too.
Yeah, well, Horizon. Oh, sorry, PS5 next gen. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to me. Like, you kind of think that's a bit unfair on the PS4 guys. Like, they invested in the game.
Hold on, what? I didn't see that.
It's only PS5. Yeah, it's PS5 exclusive. 19th of April, 2023. But you know, Frozen Wilds, I think, is one of the best pieces of DLC out there for a game. So I hope they can, build on that and recreate the greatness that DLC was.
Was that a scorpion or a spider on the Hollywood sign in that trailer? What was that robot?
Sub-Zero, mate. I think it was probably, yeah, I don't know what that was.
Yeah,
I'm just having a look at it now. It probably looks like a scorpion, but yeah. I just hope they don't oversaturate the activities, which is probably my biggest problem with Forbidden West.
Yeah.
I just hope they've realized that and maybe tone it down, focus a bit more on the story and the gameplay. So, I'm excited. I'll always love Horizon. It always has a special place in my heart.
I love it too, even though we've been quite harsh this year on them.
Mm.
It is a great franchise.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so
Something else we missed. Star Wars Jedi Survivor. The trailer.
Oh, God, so, fuck. We missed a lot, actually. Yes, we got more info about that.
So this new one is going to pick up 5 years after the original, with Kestis becoming a stronger, more powerful Jedi. But the Empire has gotten stronger as well since.
There are two more games after this we've missed, but let's just focus on Star Wars.
That's a testament to Jeff, though. I mean, there were so many announcements. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm very much excited for Jedi Survivor. Like, seriously, I'm not saying it was a bad game. I'm just saying everything that was a bit, like, they can just improve on everything, right? They're going to make the combat way more fun. They're going to make the story more engaging, the characters more engaging, the world a lot more engaging. Like, I cannot wait for this game. I'm just watching Andor right now and I'm just in the Star Wars mood.
I wasn't in the Star Wars mood, but after seeing this trailer of this game, it looked really impressive. What they showed off, like everything. Yeah. It looked like a game of the year contender.
It's 5 years later. So that's interesting. Yeah, I just want to, what's changed? Who are they going to introduce? I'm excited. And I hope they really focus on Cal and make him a good character, because that was one of the weak points.
I've got confidence after that. I've got confidence. Don't you?
Dude, Respawn looks, are so, like, he feels so good.
Different. There was a different demeanor about him.
He's got a beard. That automatically makes everyone just 20% more badass. If you have a beard, you just...
Beard helps, but no.
Do you know that the original 2018 God of War, do you know they initially didn't want Kratos, or they're initially not going to give Kratos a beard? And there's like full renders, if you look online, how Kratos looked without a beard. And it just looks so ridiculous.
Yeah.
You just once you see it, you can't unsee it, sort of thing. But... I don't know. I'm excited. I know Jordan is really pumped for this game, so I really want to hear what he thinks.
Yeah, I'm just super excited for it. I feel like I'm probably out of the three of us the most positive on Fallen Order. Like, I loved it so much. It had everything I wanted in it, apart from like accessible levels when you were retreading them. That was probably the most annoying thing I found. But like the lightsaber combat was great. I loved the traversal. I still really enjoyed the story. I liked Cal. I'm really excited for this. I'm hoping this one has a little bit more stakes. I think this is a problem we've talked about in past episodes where it's hard to create stakes in a universe where the ending is inevitable because we know what happens next. Like we know he's not going to kill Vader in this because Vader is omnipresent afterward, like after this takes place. So they need to create more characters to fill in this void that we can go up against and that we can make Cal's tale worth playing through and experiencing.
Yeah, I agree.
And it was on sale, I'm pretty sure, for like $6.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So definitely pick that up. Yeah. That's and worth
that
it.
That will come with a free upgrade for PS5.
That's worth the money, I'll tell you right now. What else did we miss, Vi?
So we missed, hang on a sec, we missed two games that I wanted to talk about. Well, the one is that's little is Dune. I think that's interesting to note that there's going to be a Dune game.
Yeah, but it's
MMO, man. So that instantly turned me off. But yeah,
If it was a story game, man, I'd be so hyped. But nah, it's an MMO. I'm out.
The other one, which I think Jerome, the other one that I think Jordan, I thought you would be so hyped, and I think you are, is one you've probably forgotten about, George, which is Transformers Reactivate. Well,
so you would think, but looking at that, it did not look like a Transformers game.
No, it didn't. I was shocked to see that Transformers come up at the
end.
When
it popped up after, yeah. I was like, really?
Yeah.
It's first person. That's the thing. But you're from the perspective of Bumblebee by the looks of it. So I think that's a really cool element. It's not just like when you think of a Transformers game, you just think of third person. Right, because you got to transform into the car, and you got to go out and shoot. It's like that third person. I'm not saying it's generic, but I'm just saying it's really cool that this is going to be a first person.
It changes up the formula a little bit.
Yeah, but don't
it's an
be
online
by,
action game.
Don't be fooled by this trailer because they made it look like it was in game. It is not.
And it's an online game, which instantly brings down my hype.
It was just weird.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the guys who did, like, I'm pretty sure they do Gears Tactics. They've done, they did the multiplayer for Gears of War 4 and Gears 5. They did the multiplayer for Arkham Origins, Splash Damage. And they did some of the PC version for Halo, the MCC. So, I don't know. These guys have some experience, but.
God, remember when every game used to come with an online mode, like Arkham Origins and Tomb Raider?
Yes. Arkham Origins online mode, unpopular opinion, was not too bad. It was kind of fun. Yeah. But I don't know. They're like, I just think the first person element is getting me. But like you said, it's an online game. Like, am I going to be excited? Am I even going to play an online game? Who knows?
Yeah.
Another game that I'm just going to briefly touch on, Banishers, Ghosts of New Eden. That was probably one of the most enthralling trailers of the show.
What
as
I
well.
Like that name is such, like, have you seen I think it's South Park where they're taking the Mickey out of Family Guy and they have the manatees in the tank and they're like putting words, they're picking up balls and putting them in tubes and they're just making a line that might be said in Family Guy. That is like the most generic title for a video game I've ever heard. And it's made by walruses in a tank, just picking out balls and putting them in a tube. Banishers. What is it? Yeah. What is it? Banishers of what?
Ghosts Garden of New Eden. Yeah.
What a generic ass name.
I'm keen though, man. Gracious. I'm keen. All right. Action RPG.
Oh no, it's the Banishers. Oh, let's retreat to New Eden. Oh.
So weird.
It's promising. It's promising.
And just how they wanted to give us gameplay and they were like, oh, here we go. No.
Yeah. They're saving it, man. They're saving it.
They're teasing us.
It's a marketing strategy. Okay, before we head off for today, let's quickly go through the winners of the actual awards.
We did a prediction contest for who we thought would win.
Most anticipated game. Vikarth and Jordan said Hogwarts. Dan said Zelda. I was correct, guys. Sorry.
Good job.
You never discount the Nintendo fanboys, guys.
Yep.
And, never the Nintendo discount effect. Them. Yeah.
They always win.
Last time I ever go against them.
Nah, exactly. Best debut indie. Me and Vike said Stray. Yeah. And Jordan said Neon White. It was Stray.
Stray
won too much, man. I will just say Stray won a little too much.
It won two awards. It won two awards.
That's too many.
That's too many. Now, I tell you why I was like, I didn't realize that only won two. I thought it won more, but I'll tell you why I got so annoyed at Stray. Sifu deserved the best fighting game. No, sorry. The best, what was it? What, the one that Stray won over, it's indie. Best indie. And I'm like, everyone just loves Stray because it has a cat. That's literally why everyone loves Stray. I know the gameplay wasn't amazing. The story, it was just because it's a cute cat. That's literally, don't even at me, anyone. Just don't at me. Seriously. Everyone just likes Stray because it was a stupid, cute cat. That's literally it. So blind to any criticism for something cute. That's literally cute it. Cat. That's it. That's literally it. If Sifu was a fighting panda, like Kung Fu Panda or whatever, it would have won Game of the Year. Like, honestly. So annoying. That the fact that it even got nominated for Game of the Year is ridiculous.
Kung Fu Panda next.
Yes, I do. The fact that it got nominated for Game of the Year is just ridiculous.
Utterly ridiculous. Yeah. Best the fact multiplayer. That Sifu won,
sad.
Best multiplayer. We said Modern Warfare. Oh, sorry, you guys said Modern Warfare. I said Multiverses. I was right. There you go. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Good. That was a really good pick, Dan.
Thank you. Best racing. F1. Vike said F1. You said Oli Oli. GT7 won, which I got. Well done. Thank you. Best fighting game. We all said Sifu. We were all wrong. It was... What was it? Multiverse, was it?
It might have been... I think it was Multiverses from memory.
I believe it was.
It was Multiverses, correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Best RPG, Elden Ring, we all chose, and that was the winner. Best action adventure, we all chose God of War. That was the winner. Best action, Vikarth got it right with Bayonetta. I said Sifu, Jordan said TMNT. Bayonetta was the winner again. The Nintendo.
That's why I didn't go against him. I didn't go against him this time.
True. That was smart. Best accessibility. You guys argued Last of Us Part 1. I said, God of War. I told you.
Yeah, nice.
And you might have beaten me. Best community support, Jordan, Final Fantasy. Nicely done.
Well done.
And you also got the other one for Final Fantasy as well, Best Ongoing. So I thought you're crazy for doubling up, and you got both right.
They've run it 2 years in a row, both of those.
Yeah, well done. Best Indie, Stray was the winner.
Joke.
Best Performance, it was Christopher Judge. So you guys got that one. I got that one wrong. I'm the one that fucking interviews these people.
Did you say Man Engage?
I must have. Best audio design. We all got it wrong. We all got it wrong. It was God of War, which was an interesting choice.
Interesting.
Why not give it to someone else?
Yeah. Best score and music. God of War. Jordan got that one. I thought Elden Ring would win. I was shocked, but there you go. God of War.
Bear McCreary. You did mention, Dan, last week, Bear McCreary was due.
So he was due. He was
even though you didn't vote, you had a good point, and I think that's true. Yeah, he was due.
Yeah, and he was there, and the people. I think there was like 10 people that did the Elden Ring score, so it was probably logistically tough as well. Best art direction, Elden Ring won.
Easy.
Best narrative, God of War. We all got that, and then game of the year, game of direction, Elden Ring.
Yeah, so, I said God of War for Game of the Year.
You did. That was wrong. I mean, it could have gone either way. So, and then the final prediction, I said Kojima's son, Death Stranding 2. So I got 2 points for that because that happened. Jordan said Spider-Man 2 trailer, which...
Of course I did.
Jordan, you're close because they just put it on the store, the Spider-Man 2... The pre-order information, whatever. So, which usually means there's a trailer coming very soon.
They'd probably save it. Don't you reckon? I feel like they would save Spider-Man for a PlayStation event.
Yeah.
I could see it doing at the Game Awards, though.
No matter what, even if they put a trailer at the Game Awards and then they did it like their own thing, Spider-Man's always going to draw numbers. Spider-Man's huge.
And do you know what, George? Even though they could have showed it at Sony, Xbox were nowhere to be seen.
They didn't need it. They didn't actually need to show it at this show, did they? Really? Because God of War, their prime IP, God of War, was getting all the attention.
Mm.
And that's the game that only just came out. And then, Vike, you were right with Suicide Squad, your prediction.
What, it was some kind of Suicide Squad?
Suicide Squad.
So I ended up taking it with 13, Jordan 10, Vike 11. So, Jordan, you're the loser. What have you got to say?
Feels bad, man.
So rude.
It feels bad.
I will say, can I quickly say, Dan, I just that tweet by that guy, I don't know how verified that source is after the acquisition of Evo. They want another PlayStation All-Stars.
That's the thing. That was not a good source.
There's a source that apparently when the tweet says sources colon and then just says what it is, who knows what their source is. They said PlayStation Studios are interested in a sequel to PS All-Stars after the acquisition of Evo. So
no one else is.
Except me. Except me. No. Mate, Multiverses did well. Evo, it's just the ducks are lining up, man. And they got all these characters, Deacon, Crash, Aloy, Ellie, Spyro, whatever. It's all lining up. I'm just saying. Yep.
All right. That is it, guys. Anything else you want to say, Jordan, to the fans, Vike, to the fans?
Happy, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, I should say. We are doing an episode next week, but just, get excited. It's December. Holidays.
Our game of the year talk. We might do that soon.
Yeah.
January.
Yeah, I got to think about what I'm going to try and play next. Might do Cult of the Lamb next.
Hey, can you do me a favor, one of you? Forspoken demos out. 20-30 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Jordan.
I'll have that done for next time.
And play some Mass Effect 2, mate.
I don't know if it's going to happen.
Actually, Jordan, if you really want something fresh, play Control.
No, but I want to try and play some things for our Game of the Year talk. So I think I will do Cult of the Lamb next.
Yeah, fair enough. Cult of the Lamb's a good one.
All right, guys. It's been a pleasure to serve you. We will see you next week. Take
and
care.
We will
goodbye.
See
and we you. Will see you, Jordan,
soon.
Later.